You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, The Hot Commodity at Sea, and you are checking out our WrestleMania Rewatch series. We have covered WrestleMania 1 through 29, and we've made it to WrestleMania 30 live in New Orleans, Louisiana, in April of 2014, over 10 years ago this year, which is surprising for me to rewatch it and see it that long ago. But to start out the night, Hulk Hogan comes out, and Hogan messes up and welcomes us to the Silver Dome. They're actually at the Superdome. Stone Cold Steve Austin comes out and jokes about it, and then The Rock follows up, and The Rock, Austin, and Hogan have a special moment, I think, of the fans. Next, we see Stephanie McMahon. She comes out and she introduces Triple H, and Triple H comes out with an homage to his 2006 attire, and he sits on the throne with three masked ladies who end up being Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, and Sasha Banks. However, at the time, they were in NXT, so they were unknown. So the first match of WrestleMania 30, we have Triple H with Stephanie McMahon versus Daniel Bryan. If Daniel Bryan beats Triple H tonight, he moves on to the main event, Triple Threat match. But if he loses, it'll just be Randy Orton versus Batista. This was one of the better matches of the night. Triple H was in control for most of the match, but the end came after Daniel Bryan runs a running knee to Triple H, and he gets the victory. After the match, Stephanie slaps Daniel Bryan. Triple H attacks him from behind, and Triple H rams Daniel Bryan's arm into the ring post. So all in all, that match was 7 out of 10. Next, we have the New Age Outlaws and Kane versus The Shield. And this is a quick match. The Shield nail a triple powerbomb to the New Age Outlaws, and they get a 3 count, 4 out of 10 for that one. We see Hacksaw Jim Duggan, Sergeant Slaughter, Danny Davis, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and Ted DiBiase all playing with the new wrestling action figures. We then get the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. The final two are The Big Show and Cesaro, and Cesaro wins after body slamming The Big Show to the floor. Another match that was 4 out of 10. Good to see Cesaro win, but Battle Royals are not my favorite. Next, we have Bray Wyatt with the Wyatt family taking on John Cena. Bray Wyatt has a voodoo lady perform like a dance for his entrance, and John Cena just has, you know, a basic one. Bray Wyatt plays mind games throughout the match, sitting before John Cena and telling him to become a monster. But Cena ends up coming back with the victory after nailing an FU to get the 3 count. I give this match an 8 out of 10, one of the better matches here at WrestleMania. They both have good chemistry, and they'll go on to fight a couple of matches in the upcoming months of 2014. We then get introduced to the Hall of Fame class of 2014, which includes Jake the Snake Roberts, Mr. T, Paul Bearer, Carlos Colon, Lita, Razor Ramon, and the Ultimate Warrior. Next up, we have Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman taking on The Undertaker. And this match is one that I really don't want to talk about because of how sad it ended up being. This was the end of The Undertaker's streak. Brock Lesnar got the win after nailing 3 F5s. Everybody was shocked, including myself. Decent match, but the ending definitely ruined it for me. I felt, my baby's in the video. I felt like Undertaker should have gotten the win. So 6 out of 10 for that one. Next, we get the AJ Lee Divas Invitational. AJ Lee defends the Divas title after applying a Black Widow to Naomi. We see a moment with Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper, Mr. Orndorff, and Mr. T. Well, not Mr. Orndorff, Mr. Wonderful Orndorff. They talk to Mean Gene backstage. And we get our main event, the WWE World Championship. The world champion Randy Orton defends against Batista and Daniel Bryan. And this is a yes movement moment for Daniel Bryan. He gets the win after nailing a running knee to Batista to get a 3 count. That was a good match. We saw Daniel Bryan get stretchered out. We saw a lot happening. I gave that a 7 out of 10. All in all, WrestleMania 30 was pretty good. Lived up to the hype. I gave it a 7 out of 10. And I'm excited to cover WrestleMania 31, which takes place in Silicon Valley in 2015. Until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.
Make sure you subscribe to stay notified and stay uncensored.